A year ago this month, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that Pittsburgh police officers no longer had to live within city limits. An analysis by 90.5 WESA shows that now, more than one in five officers reside outside the city. 90.5 WESA's Anli Herring reports.
Pittsburgh's old residency requirement had been in effect since 1902, and it was unclear what the impact would be when it ended last May. City Councilor Daniel Lavelle is surprised by the number of officers who now live outside the city, nearly 200 out of more than 850.
That's a lot. I wouldn't have guessed it to be that high. I think it's unfortunate. I think it's sad in many respects.
Lavelle, who chairs council's public safety committee, thinks officers should reside among the people they serve. He says it's important for police and the public to interact outside of a law enforcement context. But now, Pittsburgh police officers just have to live within 25 air miles of the city-county building downtown. A review of city personnel records shows officers have scattered among 74 municipalities, ranging from Allegheny Township to the east to as far north as Zelianople. The most popular is Bethel Park, with 14 officers. Also popular, Shaler, Hampton, and Ross. This doesn't sit well with Lavelle.
It obviously also goes directly against the wishes of the residents that they swore to protect and serve.
He's referring to a ballot measure that would have preserved the old residency rule. It passed overwhelmingly at the polls in 2013, but the state Supreme Court later overturned the requirement. Bob Swartzwelder is president of Pittsburgh's police union, and unlike Lavelle, he's not fazed by the number of officers living outside the city.
A lot of our officers did move primarily for children because they wanted to put them in a good school district. Secondly, the tax rate in the city is very high.
The change is most pronounced among Pittsburgh's newest officers. More than two-thirds of them live outside the city. Swartzwelder says it's because they want to raise families in the suburbs. And he says one benefit of the change is that recruits who already live in the suburbs will help fill Pittsburgh's diminishing ranks.
Now they're all applying because the city offers a lot more different types of police work than a basic municipality does.
Brandy Fisher, who heads Pittsburgh's Alliance for Police Accountability, says the goal should be to limit the distance between officers and those they serve.
Residency requirement is one way to ensure that police officers build real relationships with the people that they serve and that they treat them as human beings and that they would treat them as their neighbors, because they literally would be.
But Fisher says officers can still engage effectively with city residents as long as they're culturally sensitive. Retired Pittsburgh police officer Chuck Bassetti agrees.
What you're really talking about is, are you an empathetic, mature, responsible human being who has a basic understanding of the people around you, where they live, what they do, and what they're faced with? And you don't need to live next door to them to find that out.
Beth Pittinger of Pittsburgh Citizen Police Review Board says, as best as she can tell, police officers' zip codes are not a factor in the complaints her organization gets from residents.
There is absolutely nothing I would attribute to police officers moving out of the city of Pittsburgh.
Swartzwelder of the police union says what really matters is the leadership within the police department.
Are you properly training, educating, equipping, and overseeing and leading that organization? That's what creates professional police officers, not where they live.
In any case, Swartzwelder and even Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto say the number of officers living outside the city is likely to continue to grow. Anli Herring, 90.5 WESA News.